Greetings and blessings to you in Jesus' name. Hope all is well and productive with you. Glory to our Father God in heaven. There are a lot of things being written and said about Jesus. Who he is, what he did or didn't do, what he said or what he didn't say. I love when the Word of God says it all. Our fuel for the week is titled, Written in the Word. We will read what the Word of God says. Let's fact check these liars with God's Word. Let's jump right in and get the truth from the Word of God. Amen. Our first one is 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, and it reads, All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Amen. Don't allow yourself or others to cherry pick from the Word for benefits only. You just want what's good. You just want the cake and ice cream. It's clear. Correction is mentioned here. It's clear. Instruction is mentioned. It's clear. Reproof is mentioned. It's always someone else's fault. People of today don't want to be corrected. It's always someone else's fault. Why they responded or acted a certain way. Take ownership of your own actions. Because God sees everything. He sees it all. We, as the children of God, must take ownership for our own actions. Because God sees it all and he will address us. He will require the truth when asked. You're not going to fake God out with some sob story. Remember, he saw the whole thing go down. The before, the during, and the after. He sees it all. Adam and Eve tried that blame game. We see how it worked. It didn't work, did it? Yeah, Adam and Eve tried the blame game back in Genesis 3. Doesn't work. Be truthful with God. Be truthful with God. Be truthful with yourself. And grow in faith according to the Word. Amen. Our second scripture comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 8 and 9. And it reads, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Amen. People of today, people of the world, they are okay with stealing God's glory. And sometimes the people in the body, they're okay with stealing God's glory by claiming they did it. They claim they did it. They claim it's about them. Me, myself, and I, that team. But we read in the Word, he says different. He says, he will not give his glory to another. He will not give it to another. But people of today, believers alike, they're what? They're praising these carved images. They're praising these entertainers. They're praising these athletes. They're praising politicians with the type of praise that belongs only to the Lord. How can that be? Especially from those of the house of God. But the world, they will say things like, oh, you Christians think you know it all. Well, laugh at that one. We know the one who knows everything. We have access to the one who knows everything. He said new things he'll declare. But before it happens, he says, I tell you of them. Child of God, don't be fooled by man-made predictions and opinions, because it's a guessing game for man. He's guessing with that prediction. He's guessing with his opinion because he doesn't know. He's only assuming. He's predicting what he thinks might happen. Oh no, the Lord knows the how, the Lord knows the when, the Lord knows the what, and so on. He is not surprised by anything. He's not surprised because he knows everything. Which leads us to written in the Word. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and was who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. He says Alpha and the Omega. He said the beginning and the end. He said who is. He said who was. He said who is to come, the Almighty. But the world today, they say and believe different. You see, they will take man's word over God's word. And the sad thing is, there's believers as well. There's people in the body of Christ who will take man's word over God's word. How can that be? For example, they say, and this is a, I don't call it a touchy subject because it's very clear to me from the word of God, but they'll say it's controversial. They'll say this and that. They say there are more than two genders. But child of God, the written, it's written in the word, he created them male and female. That's in Genesis 1. Where's the controversy? How is it so hard to say what God said? Say what God says and leave it at that. Stand with the Lord and his word. Oh, they'll come after you, but be of good cheer, for Jesus overcome the world, right? They think they're running things. Oh no, but the living God still sits on the throne. They went after Jesus because he didn't sound or act like them. He stood out. Jesus stood out by his teachings and his actions according to the word of God. He did what he was sent to do. He said what he said. He said, I'm saying what I hear my father say. And guess what, you guys? It didn't line up with what man thought, what man saw, or man's traditions. Remember Jesus was healing them on the Sabbath and they were saying, oh, you can't heal on the Sabbath. Can you imagine? On one day you need to go in for a procedure and this procedure can be done that day. But they say, well, sorry, can't do it today because this is a special day where we just don't do something like that today. They're going to make you wait a whole day? Oh, no, that's not what Jesus did. You're sick right there. I got you. I'm going to take care of you on the spot. We got to go by what he says and what he did. Amen. Now let's move to Jeremiah 29, chapter 29, verse 11 through 14. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You see, they, the world, they say God doesn't care. They, the world, say, well, if God was real, well, why is this and why is that? We even have believers saying God doesn't care. Are you serious? They're saying, well, God, no, stop it. Stop it. And the world says, ah, you don't believe everything in the Bible, do you? Oh, I do. How can a believer see and say what the world is saying after reading this? How can you, as a child of God, say something different than what he's saying right here? The Lord knows his thoughts towards you. Thoughts of peace. He said that himself, not of evil. How can a believer say anything different than what God is saying? Yeah, we get that from the non-believer. Because they don't know the Lord or his word. They don't read it. We expect answers like that from them. But when these type of answers are coming from the child of God, we got a problem. You've been saved by the blood of the Lamb, saved by Jesus? You read the word? Are you reading it and not believing it? They haven't read the word. They're going to say stuff like that. You see, they say he doesn't hear prayers. The world says, oh, he doesn't hear prayers. That's what they say. They say he can't be found. Well, if he's real, where is he? How come I don't see him? Oh, but children of God. Children of God. Here it is, written in the word. He says, you will call upon me and go and pray to me. And I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. The Lord speaks different from them. Who will you believe? Who will you obey? Who will you trust? And who is your faith in, God or man? The choice is yours. The choice is yours. Next verse, John chapter 21, verse 17 reads, He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Oh, it's clear what Jesus expects. Feed the sheep, brother. Feed the sheep. Feed the sheep. Yeah. But there's so much more going on in life, right? People doing this, people doing that. In today's world, we see and hear believers alike, just as well as non-believers, worrying about others' responsibilities, and then they begin to neglect their own. Woo! Holy Spirit says, say it again. Believers and non-believers alike, worrying about others' responsibilities, they begin to neglect their own. Jesus gave a clear answer on that very subject. He tells us how this is to go down. See, this is what's going on. This is the problem. You have something to do, but you're so focused on someone else's, you're not doing your thing. Well, let's go to the Word of God, because it's written in the Word, right? We're still in John chapter 20. Let's go down to verse 21 and 22. Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, But Lord, what about this man? Jesus said to him, If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Again, there is a problem. Peter, just as us sometimes today, we're focused on someone else's responsibility instead of our own. Peter was focused on someone else instead of his own. Jesus tells us, just as he did Peter, what is it to you? You see, you might have to ask yourself, what is it to me? Can we get past what others are doing or not doing? And just do what Jesus said to do? Can we follow his commands? He said, follow me, right? Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. Isn't that what he said? Jesus said, follow me. So regardless of what's going on, Peter, regardless of what's going on, child of God, Jesus said, follow him. Man, if we as the body, if we as a church, if we can grasp and hold on to this scripture right here, whoo, man. Whenever we think that we should be focused on the other person rather than ourselves, if we just remember that we are to follow Jesus and ask yourself, what is it to me? I am to follow Jesus. Children of God, the destructions will come and they will go. It's a choice to follow Jesus and his commands. According to the scripture, we have no excuse. Follow and do what Jesus said for you to do. Follow man. Follow man and think about him, and here comes trouble. You see, the enemy comes to kill, steal, destroy. And he's looking for a crack left by our words or actions of disobedience to the Lord. Holy Spirit said, say it again. The enemy comes to kill, steal, destroy. And he's looking for a crack left by our words or actions of disobedience to the Lord. Whew, hallelujah. But written in the Word found in James 4:7, it says to submit to God, resist the devil and he will flee. Hallelujah. Here we have a two-step process that ends with the devil fleeing. Step one, submit to God. What does that mean? Submit to God, to yield to his authority, to obey his word, to put in action what he instructs us to do, to love him, to follow him instead of our thoughts and feelings, to be in a position of humbleness before the holy almighty God. Step two, resist the devil, to exert force in opposition. The devil is the opposition. Exert force against that known temptation. Stand and speak the word of God, as the enemy says different. Praise and worship the Lord God with your heart. Love others when you don't feel like it. Do good to others when they insult you. Pray for others when they misspeak about you. Exert force in and through the name above every name, Jesus. Number three, he will flee. What does that mean? To run away. Child of God, this is the result. This is the result of submitting to God and resisting the devil. The devil will run away. Two simple steps, right? It only becomes hard when we want to do our own thing instead of God's. That's why, hear me now, that's why it's hard for many believers today. They can't get past step one. The submitting to God is the hard part. How much longer will we be deceived into thinking we can bypass step one and jump right to step two and it work out? No, for it is written in the word how we keep the devil away. Submit to God and resist him. That's what the word says. Amen. Lord, we pray that we submit to you, that we resist the devil, that we obey you and follow you only, not man. Lord, thank you for your mercy, for your grace and patience with your disobedient children. Written in the word, your word is a lamp to our feet. Lord God, may we glorify you in all that we do, that others will see and believe that Jesus is he, that Jesus is him, the one you sent. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Pastor Tyron, signing off.